Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Rick Monday, Charlie Steiner, Orlando Cepeda, 80th birthday. It's hard to believe he's 80, but the baby bull, Cha-Cha, is 80. Charlie, we'll start with you.
I guess he's not a baby anymore. One of my favorite players growing up, and how in the world, I still do not understand. All those years when the Giants had McCovey, and they had Cepeda, and they could have kept them together as a dynamic duo, whatever in the world happened, I don't know. But it's great that Orlando Cepeda is back where he belongs for his 80th birthday.
Boy, great. Rick, Orlando, maybe when you first saw him, of course, he came up in 58 as unanimous Rookie of the Year. And, of course, he was unanimous MVP in 67 with the Cardinals.
Yeah, unfortunately, 67, I was in the American League. So I did not have to run down the line drives that he hit because I was still in the American League at that particular time. You look at hitters, and you put the numbers aside, the batting average, the home runs. You look at hitters, and you see how they impact a game. You see how they put a thought process in the other dugout. That's the amazing thing about Orlando Cepeda. And quite frankly, now when we come into San Francisco and we see him as we saw him in the series, the last series the Dodgers came in, we knew he was here because we see the hat down on the field. He's traded the helmet for a hat. And quite frankly, he ran a lot of outfielders just ragged trying to catch down the line drives that he hit.
As Charlie said, one of the amazing trades, and of course you were in a big trade yourself with the A's and the Cubs, the Cubs at that point for Ken Holtzman. But Cepeda for Ray Sadecki. Now, you know Ray Sadecki. That's one, as Charlie said, sort of shocked us on that one.
Yeah, well, every team can put some type of a trade forward and you say, what on earth were they thinking? But you have to go back then when the numbers were being amassed by the players, how it fit in with different ball clubs, and in retrospect, I think every organization is going to say, oh my goodness, why did we do that? Giants are probably still saying it.
Charlie, when Cepeda would come into town as a Giant, they play against the Mets, Koufax would dominate the Mets. Anytime the old Giants would come back or the Dodgers would come back, it was exciting. Cepeda, even though he wasn't a New Yorker, still was part of that team.
Absolutely. One of the things that Mo said was spot on. He was a presence wherever he was. Even if he was five batters away from the next time around coming up, you knew he was there. You knew he was going to make a mark in some fashion. He was just such a wonderful player. I mean, and even now with that Panama hat, the way he carries himself, to this day, the baby bull is a presence.
You know, guys, as Cepeda tells me when he came up in 55 for his tryout in Melbourne, Florida, McCovey was also there that day, too. So McCovey had a bus ticket to come down from Mobile and a sandwich from his mother. Cepeda came up from Puerto Rico with a chaperone to get him to Miami. Roberto Clemente was his chaperone because Cepeda's father, Perucho, was the bull in Puerto Rico. I know, Rick, if you ever played in Puerto Rico or you ever saw the Winter League there. But can you imagine that? This young man, 1955, coming up to the United States, couldn't speak any English and turns out to be Orlando.
Well, Orlando Cepeda was traded away, and the Dodgers looked back, too. Remember, Roberto Clemente was part of the Dodgers organization. They tried to keep him down in the minor leagues. They tried to keep him invisible so they did not have to protect him, and that's how they lost Roberto Clemente. So it kind of goes back and forth. And whenever the bull needs a new Panama hat, I know a lot of people would be willing to go shopping with him.
Branch Rickey tried to hide Roberto Clemente. Said, don't play him. Yep. Maybe no one will see him. But Branch Rickey, of course, was in Pittsburgh at that point, and then they grabbed him.
He turned out to be, Clemente did, the most famous Rule 5 acquisition ever, and obviously the great career he had. But again, on this Orlando's 80th birthday, happy birthday, Bull.
Yeah, beautiful. Charlie, thanks so much. Rick, thank you.
My pleasure, too. Happy birthday, and by the way, you extinguished the flames of a lot of pitchers in your career. Happy birthday, pal.
Beautiful. More coming up.